Welcome to Season 8 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping coaches, teachers, and leaders of all types become their best through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. Each week, we'll discuss inspirational, impactful, and motivational quotes to help you become your best as you work to lead your teams to become their best. So make sure you've laced them up tight, you're focused on your target, and you're ready to dive in to today's great quotes for coaches. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to go in a different direction. Maybe that's not even the best way to put it, but I am in the middle of a variety of different things happening to me right now, both personally and professionally. And so the main one is I'm heading off on spring break, heading to Mexico next week, but I've had a variety of things going on here with me right now over this past week and going on this week. And just the timing has been really difficult for recording. I told you the last week I have somebody who I'm going to be interviewing for an episode. Well, we weren't able to get that done this past week again, so we're going to try and do that after spring break. So anyway, over the next few weeks, I am going to give to you reruns. I'm picking out a few of the most popular episodes that we have had in the past, and we will run those again for you. And I think I did this a couple of years ago. I believe I may have done this a couple of years ago. So okay, well, here you go. You're getting it again. So I'm going to just pick out a few of the different episodes that I've enjoyed and that you've enjoyed over the time. And you're going to get a chance to hear those again. So our first one is going to be our first one, meaning the very first episode that we ever did. And that was called Success is a Journey. And based on one of my favorite quotes ever, and that I've used for most all of my coaching and teaching career. And it just kind of became a mantra for me. So you'll hear about that quote, where it came from, and just some of my ideas on it in this week's episode. And then next week, I will have the next 2 weeks, I'll have a couple of other ones for you. I'm still deciding on where to go with it. A couple of them that I was thinking of, I think I did before as a repeat. So I might go a different direction. And some of the more popular ones that we've had more recently. So I will just have to check those out and see what happens with as I'm kind of reviewing these, trying to prepare for my trip. So anyway, so that's it. That's a little bit of a preview for what's to come over these next few weeks. And now, get ready for episode 1, Success is a Journey.
All right, and welcome to the first episode of Great Quotes for Coaches. And like I said in the introduction, this is going to be a short podcast. You know, I might say every week, but we'll see. It might be every day. I'm not exactly sure how often we will record, or I should say release, the different episodes of this. But right now, I'm just going to record quite a few of them and release them periodically, consistently, but periodically. But these are going to be in the neighborhood of 3, 5, 7 minute podcasts, where I'm going to take a quote that has had an impact on me as a coach, whether just on me or something that I used with my teams that I found to be impactful or inspirational or motivational in some way. And that I think can help us as coaches, you know, be our best and help our teams be their best. And so, I'm going to be working through a variety of quotes from a variety of people from the athletic world, the non-athletic world, but all of these can in some way have an impact on you as a coach, your players, parents, you know, anybody ultimately. And so I'm really excited to bring this to you. I hope you're as excited as I am to hear these quotes. And the first one comes to us. This is one you've probably heard numerous times in your lives. I still remember, I don't remember the exact time I first heard it, but I remember after first hearing it thinking, oh yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense, and I'd never really thought of it that way. And the quote is, success is a journey, not a destination. And I always thought this was just kind of one of those anonymous, non-attributable quotes. And then in doing some research for doing this episode today, I found that people attribute this to the great tennis player Arthur Ashe, who played, I assume in the 60s. I know in the 70s and 80s he was playing tennis, and then we lost him at way too young of an age. But he's attributed with that quote. And I just love the quote because it gets to the heart of what became, in so many ways, my focus when it came to success. And that's this. We get so wrapped up in the scoreboard. We get so wrapped up in the destination, the outcome. And we forget that no matter what we compete in, there's always going to be winners and there's going to be losers. And I don't even like that word losers, because just because you lost a contest of some sort doesn't make you a quote unquote loser. But that's how the world, you know, looks at it when they look at scoreboards. You lost as opposed to you won. And so we get so wrapped up in the destination and the outcome, the result, as opposed to being much more focused on what's the process that we're using to get there? And what have we learned in that process? And what can we take from that process to grow, to develop, to enjoy, to improve? And so when we focus more on the actual journey itself, as opposed to the destination, we're all winners and we are all capable of winning and being successful. And so it's one of the things I've loved about that quote, and I've used it ever since hearing it. Those of you who follow my posts, my blog posts and my videos, you know I've used this before, my books, so you're bound to hear it again at various times. But I just love the concept of success being the journey, not the destination. And so let's make sure that we focus on, you know, where we're, certainly we want to focus on a goal of getting to the destination that we seek, but okay, what if we don't achieve what we were seeking? We can still, you know, look at ourselves as successes and the experience as a success based on what we went through to get there, and all that, you know, brought to us. So I love that concept. I hope you do too. Our next episode will focus on success again as well. But this one will come to us from John Wooden. It's the definition of success that he used that I then used for many years, right in line with this concept of success being a journey and not a destination. So we will see you in the next episode of Great Quotes for Coaches. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please do me a favor and leave a rating and a review and then subscribe to the podcast. Ratings and reviews and subscriptions are really helpful in getting more ears and more listeners getting a chance to hear podcasts. What we want to do is spread the messages of hope and inspiration from these great quotes to as many coaches, teachers, parents, and leaders of all types as possible. Also, check out our Slam Dunk Success site at slamdunksuccess.com and the Slam Dunk Success YouTube channel, where we have much more for you to help you on your road and your journey to success. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.